Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, a potential headache for rugby fans in a couple of weeks' time when Leinster take on Northampton Saints in the semi-final of the European Rugby Champions Cup at Croke Park, of course. Dart services will not operate between Grand Canal Dock and Bray across the May Bank holiday weekend from Saturday, May the 4th to the 6th. That's despite the fact that a crowd of over 80,000 people are expected to come up for the match, many of them from rugby heartland in the south of Dublin. Joining me now is Barry Kenny of Erdenroth Air. And Barry, you're very welcome to the programme. Say it ain't so.
Thanks, Mark.
Say it ain't so, Barry.
Well, unfortunately, these works have been scheduled since last December and advertising our website since January. And we obviously look at major events when planning our works. And this was a weekend with no works. We have three huge work sites or work activities taking place. A new train protection system, which is a safety system for our new Dart fleet that's coming. We're renewing track and we're renewing overhead lines along these sections. Now, obviously, Once the semi-final was confirmed, we were straight on to the National Transport Authority, to a range of the other public transport operators. And we are putting in place arrangements with them to significantly enhance capacity across bus services and across Lewis as well to meet that demand.
But Lewis certainly is no good for an awful lot of the people who will have been served by Dart. So you're telling me that when these engineering works were first scheduled in, there was nothing on the calendar. Fair enough. But come on, Barry, surely you have to rethink things when you have 80,000 plus people coming from Dublin's rugby heartland up to Croke Park.
Well, they come from a range of areas, and obviously we will have extra darts from Howth and Malahide to Grand Canal Dock. A lot of demand there. We'll have extra Drogheda and Maynooth line trains, which directly serve Croke Park as well. So we will have all those services. I mean, there is a significant amount of resources committed to these works with contractors as well, and some contractors coming in from overseas. It would cost over €500,000 to cancel these works at this point in time. And also, it would actually have a knock-on effect in terms of service delivery.
What about when you first heard about the match? Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's not ideal. You know what I mean? You would love to be in a position to be operating for everybody.
No, but could they have been rescheduled then, is what I'm saying, at a cheaper cost?
Nine days ago, no. I say we obviously immediately saw the issue that was there.
Do you accept that this is awful, though? It's for an awful lot of people. People. Yeah. And I accept what you're saying. They come from all around Leinster and outside of Leinster for this match.
Yeah.
But let me read for people, and you correct me if I'm wrong, the 13 stations that will be closed for the works for this big match in Croke Park: Lansdowne Road, Sandymount, Sydney Parade, Booterstown, Blackrock, Seapoint, Salthill and Monkstown, Doonleda, Sandy Cove and Glasshill, Glenageary, Dalkey, Killiney and Shankill. My God, Barry, if you wanted to pick a train line and stations that would be most affected if there was a big rugby match on, you couldn't have picked 13 better.
Yeah. We have huge number of events every year, and obviously we work to avoid those major events. You're heading into, you know, and we look ahead, we're heading into a season when we know there's going to be major concerts at stadiums, there's no major matches, we know there's going to be the All-Ireland series, and obviously we work to avoid those. This was a blank weekend till 9 days out. It was the right time to schedule works. We cannot plan essential works, which are about delivering improved Dart service. This train protection system is essential for us to have done in time for our new Dart fleet that will be entering service next year.
The message
and
here...
That is why we have to commit.
The message here for an awful lot of people, though. You'll accept it, surely. The message here for an awful lot of people is when they are most needed, public transport services like the Dart aren't there.
No, because we're working with Dublin Bus, Go Ahead, Lewis. We'll all be putting on additional capacity. We will have alternative bus services operating as well. We'll advertise those well in advance of this to ensure that everybody who wants to travel by public transport to this game will be able to do so. And I'd reiterate, Howth, Malahide, Grand Canal Dock are very, very busy for rugby crowds as well. Drogheda and Maynooth Line will all have extra trains operating.
Let me give you the two shades of opinion.
Normal and extra.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Let me give you the two shades of opinion to 51551, Barry. Sean and Kerry Gary, you'll guess the opinion here. Let those Leinster fans walk to Croke Park like us Culchies always did, says Sean. I'd say delighting in all of this. But more seriously, maybe from Mary and Docky, she says, you couldn't make it up. No darts for the rugby match in Croke Park on the Maybank holiday weekend. They waited until we bought our tickets for the match to tell us this information. Let Mary finish. I'm absolutely furious, she says. They ask us to use public transport and then let thousands of rugby fans, etc. down. We have a very poor bus service and we rely on the dart, she says.
Well, this was scheduled since December, advertised on our website since January. We give a full preview for the year ahead of the works we'll be doing on various weekends. We are working with the other operators. There will be extra services. People from Dalkey, from all these areas, will be able to get to this match working with the NTA and the other operators. Yeah. The work we're doing is going to ultimately help to deliver a better service as well.
How will the poor people from Dalkey get to the match then?
I think we will be advertising the arrangements. We are working with them. We've already confirmed from all these companies that they will be providing extra capacity to us to enable us to deliver that service. And we will work with them specifically for particularly some of those areas like Dalkey, where you would need a better service as well. So we will advertise all that well in advance of the fixture for everybody that's traveling.
And no amount of submission to text here to 51551 or otherwise means you're for turning in this, Barry. You're sticking to this.
We would love to be in a position to be operating services. These are critical works. They're time critical as well. And, you know, as I say, they will be in place, but there will be very, very strong alternatives.
OK, Barry Kenny of Eirden Road there. And then thank you very much indeed.